Joshua Cohen.
I'd like to talk today about the din of the Issa of Lifnei Iver. It's a pasuk, Parashas Kedoshim. But Lifnei Iver, this is a kal lecheirish, but Lifnei Iver lo yitzin michshel, yarei seme al yikecha ani Hashem. It's an Issa of Lifnei Iver lo yitzin michshel. I just wanted to discuss a bit what this Issa includes, what it covers, what it doesn't include. So in Torah Shabbat Peh, we find two dinim, two different halachas which are learned from this pasuk. One of them is Rashi. We'll start with Rashi in Chumash, which brings the Teras Kerenim actually. Lifnei asuma bedova leisitin eitz hasheina hegenes lo. An eitz hasheina hegenes. To give someone advice which is bad advice. For example, what's the example of a Teras Kohenim? Al teimem mechor yisodcha v'kach lecho chamur v'at v'okev olav v'neid leheimenu. You advise him to go and sell his field to buy a donkey because you want to go and get that field, so then you go and buy the field from the other person. So it's not good for him, in a situation where it's not good for him, and you're advising him badly, you have an ulterior motive. That's one Issa which we learn. Another Issa which we find in Chazal, Teresh Baal Peh, is the Inyan of being Machshel someone from Avera. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which some of you learned recently. That Vav, it's also a Gemara. Pesachim, the same Gemara. Gemara says, Tanya, Amr Ibn Nosson, we now in Shle Yoshit Odom Kosh El Yayin the Nozir, Ve'eva Menachai Livnei Noyach, Tamulayim Eva Livnei Eva Leitzitim Machshel. To pass a cup of wine to a nozir when he's going to drink this, he wants this cup of wine, or even menachai, even to a goy, even menachai, a goy is one the shavah mitzvah bnei nech, and he's asked of him to have even menachai. You pass him a piece of even menachai. You're over alif neiv alisit in mechshir. That means he's it's a mechshir. Aveira is a mechshir. We'll see soon whether how the word iver fits in regarding Aveira. Regarding Eitzer, so we understand, as Rashi says, he's a summa bedover. He doesn't know about business, and you're advising him, so he's like an iver, he's like a blind person regarding this inyan. But regarding Aveira, in what way is he an iver? We'll get to that, Mitzvah. What about Pshutei Shal Mikra? Right, the pasuk says, "V'lehi v'lesitim michshel." If you read the pasuk without Teresh Baal Peh, it seems like it's saying, "Don't put a michshel, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person." A blind person walking along the street, and you're placing a rock, a big boulder in front of him, and he's going to trip. Is that included? In Chazal, we don't find this issur. In Teresh Baal Peh, we don't find this issur at all. So we have to know: is the pasuk? Is it poshut including the poshut? That's pshutei shel mikra. Or maybe no, maybe it's yotza b'chlal pshutei. So regarding Aveira, regarding why Aveira is called Iver. So we understand Shegig, we can understand someone's not aware. Let's say this Nozir is not aware that he's forgotten he's a Nozir, let's say. Or he doesn't know this is wine. He just doesn't know that he's going to be Iver. And we can understand he's an Iver. That means he's like a blind person, he's not going to be aware that he's going to do an Aveira. But it's Muchach in the Poskim, and in fact, it's Muchach in Tosfos there, that even amazed if you or machshel someone, you help someone, and enable someone who's amazed for the Aveira to do the Aveira, you're also even lifnei iver. Tosfos says there, Refuse also lehoshit lemumrim, Dvar Issa. To give a mumber, someone who's not keeping mitzvahs, to give him a dvar issa, a piece of chazah, whatever it is, anything also, It's a yoiva, and you know he's going to eat it. He doesn't care about mitzvahs. And the yoiva, so we see in Tosfos clearly that even mitzvahs. The question is, why is he an iver? He knows what's going on. He knows it's going to be over. Why? In what way is an iver? So the stipler has two behalchim to answer to explain why it's called an iver. One of them is apil sefer achinuch. Sefer achinuch in Reish Lamed Beis on the mitzvah of an iver. So he brings both dinim. He calls it shleila hachshul tam baderech. So he says first he starts of leila hachshul b'nei Yisrael losses lem eitz haraw. That's the first din. He brings the moshul of Teres Koinim, and then he carries on. Someone's going to help at over Avera, and he carries on. It's going to bring him. His path is going to be enticed to do this other times, more times. So it says the stipler that. We see from the Lashon of the Chinuch, you understand why he's an Iver. That means someone who wants to do this Avera. He thinks, even if he's amazed, he thinks he's doing it just this once. He doesn't realize in he's an Iver in regards to the fact that he doesn't know he's going to be, once he's done it once, he's going to become, as Chazal say, Kibin Sha'avabo, Vishonabo Nasli Keheta. It's becoming like a heter. So in that way, he's an iver. He knows, he thinks he's just going to do this once and he's finished with the Eitz Hara after this. He doesn't realize he's going to it's going to schlep him more into Avera. So that's one pshat. The second halach he brings is up with the Rambam. The Rambam brings this din in Yad HaChazaka. Sorry about my cough. I forgot about the cough, and I agree this week. So the Rambam Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Yud Beis, says, "V'chein kol ha'machshel iver b'dava v'siya eitzah she'ena genus." So he brings the first din of eitzah she'ena genus. Oy shechisek idei iver avera, shehu iver ve'enei roya derech ha'emes b'pnei tavas liboy. Ha'ish the iver b'leisah she'shnem le'sivnei b'lefnei iver le'sitim mershet. So the Rambam himself sort of asks the question. He says, why is he an Iver? He says, he's an Iver because he's not really derech ha'emes, but pnei tavas liboy. He's caught up in the taiva, so he's not seeing the emes, he's blinded by his interest, by his motive, by the taiva, and that's why he's called an Iver. So Rambam himself is explaining why he's called an Iver. So we have two pshats in why he's called an Iver. So to get back to the shaila we asked before, what about pshut hashal mikra? Is there an issa, if someone actually puts something in front of a blind person walking, is he over or lifnei Iver? Again, as we said, we don't find it Chazal. So it's the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Milva that brings Mefarshim on the pasuk that say that it's Yotzim Mepshut Hashlamik Taka that someone who managed to put a block in front of a blind person is not over. That's what these Mefarshim say. I think one of them is Mizrachi on the Torah. He's not over. It's Yotzim Mepshut Hashlamik Chazal Darshnit the two other Dinim Eitzah Sheinei Agenes and. For machshel b'avera, but you're not over if you actually do the pshutish on the crop. The Minchas Chinuch asks a very stark kasha, and that he asks, he brings his Mishnah Belech, he says in the Gemara in Yevamos, that Chaf Dalas that says, Gemara is talking about the parsha Yibum on the pasuk v'hoya b'chir asher seilid, and the pasuk says yoku mashem achiv ameis. So Gemara says, what does it mean yoku mashem achiv ameis? The child, literally, it's mashma child that's born. Will be called the name of the person of the brother of the Yobam. Yochem Hashem Achamis. The Gemara says, does it mean shame? Does it mean literally shame? The Gemara brings a Gzir Shova. That means Nachalo. It means Nachalo. And Rava says, Chola Terukula, Eimrit Kroyeti Videi Pshuti. But over here, it's Yotzim Videi Pshuti. In that pasuk. It doesn't mean to call him the name of the Nifta. So the Minchas comes to ask, the Gemara says, Chola Terukula, there's no Mikro Yotzim Videi Pshuti. So how can you say over here that this pasuk is Yotzim Videi Pshuti? So he's very unhappy with this to say with Mishnah Melech. It's a question of the Gemara and in Yevamos. Rashi actually in Chulin Daf Gimel Rashi says that the Kutim That's how they were mafarish the pasuk. They're mafarish the fnei iver. They did. The Gemara says that they don't hold to the fnei iver of the mashabah iver. They're not concerned about that. Rashi says because they're mafarish the pasuk, literally to put a mikshah in front of a blind person. The Meiris Chinuch is wants to say that both are included. Maybe he's suggesting maybe it's you can learn other dinim which are marumas, but it doesn't mean that the pasuk yotzim v'day pshutim. That's his question. In the end, he brings in the Korban Aaron, he says something which is more convinced by. He says, if it would mean pshutoi, it wouldn't be a loshon of leisitin. It would be a loshon of leisosim. That's what the Korban Aaron says. If it means literally to put something in front of a blind person, it wouldn't say sitin. The sidna is a loshon more of give him an eitzah, something else, something more abstract. But if you're putting something, a metzias, physical thing, putting something in front, it would say leisosim. So that he's a bit more convinced, and he's makabel that. Like upon him, the ikka shitta seems to be that it's yotze v'dei pshuta. Mishnah Melech does say though he suggests he's mistapek, and maybe the pasuk in Kisovoi, in the Lolith, the pasuk says Orem Mashki Ivra Baderech, and Rashi says there as well, that's referring to Eitzah. So Rashi says, "Hasuma b'davo masiya itzero." Rashi says that as well. Mishnah Melech says he's mistapik that maybe there is not there. Maybe there it means literally, but he says the pasuk in Kedoshim Lifnei Bereshit Mechshel is yotzim v'dei pshutei because Chazal use it for other things. Over there, maybe it means takap pshutei. So it could be his nichlal in the oror in Parshas Kisov. What about, so coming back to the dinim we've learned from the Fnei Iver, what about a goy? Is a goy included? So that we saw mafurish in the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, that minayin shel yoshit kis yayin anozir, ve'ev menachay anochri. So regarding Avera, it's mafurish in the Gemara that to be machshel a goy with an Avera, with something he's muzar, and one of the shemes of Ben Erech, you're also oivon the Fnei Iver. That's mafurish. What about Eitz Horoh? Giving a goy an eitz hara, is a person who gives a very bad advice, is he over? So Sefer HaChinuch is clear that not. He says, Le'lehachshel b'nei Yisrael, losses lem eitz hara. So only to give a yid an eitz hara, he's over. So it comes out through the Sefer HaChinuch that they both learn from the same pasuk, the din of Avera and the din of eitz hara, but one is only for a yid, and the other one is including a goy, which the Minchas Chinuch asks, is very miskasha, a mutzasach of them. How can it be from the same pasuk? What's the pasuk talking about? Is the pasuk talking about goy, yidden only, or goyim as well? Gabi Avera, so it's including goyim. Regarding Itzarah, you're saying it's only a yid. Sa'i hashve. And he brings a Rambam. He says is mashma that even a goy is included in Itzarah. So give a goy bad advice is also also. The Rambam says, in that Rambam we saw just before, that in the Hilchos Ritzeach, he doesn't say dafgar yid, he says, chen kol ha-machshel iver b'dobah v'siyah eitah she'en ha-genes. So the Mechaz Chinuch medayek a Rambam that mashma, even a goy, is also to give an eitah ra, and then Mechaz Chinuch finds that better because the same posuk we're learning out Avera, even with a goy, so it must be that eitah ra is also regarding a goy. Which is a chiddush in a way, b'yachas to other ben adam nechaveri dinim. Other ben adam nechaveri dinim usually by yids dafka. It's just na chicha, let's say rochel ba mechot. It's all by dafka chicha. Here it doesn't say chicha, but it comes out a chiddush the way Mechaz Chinuch learns the Rambam that even a goy is included in Eitz Hara. I saw once a kasha, as far as I remember, the kasha. I remember who asked it now, that there's a man to Oma that Gezel Akum is Mutter. So how does that fit? You can steal from a goy, of course, we don't pass him like that, but there's a shitter that Gezel Akum is Mutter. So how, you can steal from a goy, but you can't give him a bad advice in business. It's a big chiddush to say that a goy, is in Svara it's a chiddush to say that there's an issue to give a bad advice to a goy. The other hand, Mechaz Chinuch says that it's much more of a chiddush to say that that it's muta if from the same pasuk we learn that avera which is included in good. The maisa.
If you wouldn't have given to him, somebody else would have given to him. But it's still a
issue. We'll get to that, Mitzvah. Yeah, we'll get to that soon. Yeah. The maisa, there's another Rambam though. Sefer HaMitzvahs is very clear that there's no issa etzara to a goy. So it's a kashal minchas chenuch is medayek in the other Rambam that there is. Let's read out Loshna Rambam. How can you? Right. You have to do it in a clever way. We're going to see soon about Eitz HaTeva in a minute. So Rambam says there, Hishe Hizironu mehechshil ksaseinu es ksaseinu be'Eitz HaRo. So Rambam is clear that ksaseinu means some for a yid, someone from us is osa to be mechshil someone from us. First, it's only a yid is osa to give Eitz HaRo. Incidentally, the Rambam himself is mavur. What about giving an Eitz HaTeva to a guy? The Rambam says it's also even to give an Eitz HaTeva. The Rambam in Hilchos Yetzirah, the next halacha Rambam says v'osu lahasi Eitz HaTeva lebi l'chav. To give an Eitz HaTeva, so what's the raya? It's a Gemara in Baal Basra Daf Dalet. Gemara says v'pnei man lenas Daniel v'pnei shehisi Eitz HaLebuchad Netza. Daniel gave a good etzah to the Nebuchadnezzar and he was nenash. That's the case of Mishnah Makor. It's not because of Lishachonim. If it'll be asked Lishachonim, then if he's going to gain, it's not. Then it's Mutza. But here the Makor is Makor from the Gemara. There, I don't know what the Makor in the Torah is. So maybe it is. Yeah, I don't know. So it's going to be. So it comes out very. It kind of comes out very, very something very interesting. According to the Mechaschinuch, that's a Rambam that there's an issa to give Eitz HaRoah, but it's also an issa to give Eitz HaTeva. So you've got a big problem if a guy asking you traffic advice or how to get somewhere, or you're a consultant by profession, so you can't give Eitz HaTeva, you can't give Eitz HaRoah. It's going to be. It's like you have to sort of just be mischamic from the whole. You know, avoid. Hashem, you said. Yeah. So I don't know if that will be a heter. I don't know. That's regarding Aces. Okay, coming back to Avera. So, you know from the Gemara over there, what about Issad Rabbanon? The Gemara is talking about Issad Deraisa, Yair, the Nozir, even the Chayyim. What about Issad Rabbanon? To be machshel someone that is a drabbonon, is that lifnei eiver? So that's your Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Brachos, which is very negeya. If you have, you have a yid who's not from, who's in your house, and you want to offer him a drink, you offer him something to eat, he's not going to make a bracha. He's not going to do it until he's yadayim. Is it mutter? Is it mutter to give him? Someone actually yesterday, there was a boy asked me a question, which was mamish negeya to him on a daily basis. A boy in his teens, in a school where there's also boys who are not from together. He's a from boy, and he's in a school where there's other boys who are not from. And he says sometimes, snack time, he's eating something, lunch, whatever, and his friends ask him for something, you know, can they have a piece, whatever. And so in the past, he sort of said they make a brocha, but they've just mocked it. You know, they know what brocha is, but they're not interested, and they've just mocked the whole thing. So he knows they won't make a brocha. So can you give him something? They're not going to make a brocha. Is he being machshel them? He's giving them, he's enabling them, giving them opportunity of eating something without brocha. So Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Samach Tes, Simon Kuf Samach Tes, Siv Beis, Leitin Lechel El Lemisha Yedea Boishi Yivorich. As I state to Mechabi, you can only give to eat to someone who's going to make a brocha. And before that it says, you can't give, it's talking about the Shamash and the Suda, you can't give him bread unless you know he's washed his hands. So both dinim it says. So the question is, it can be very, very difficult, and sometimes maybe he might get a bad impression of from people, you know, especially if he asks you for something and you're not giving, you're not being generous. So is there a heter? So it's a sensitive area, and the mice of the poskim, you know, do look for heterium. You can ask him, and if he says, I'm not going to, you know. Well, you know from a past experience, he doesn't. So there are, so I'm not going to go into the Indian of Kirov. There are heterium, you know, regarding Kirov. One point I mentioned, I saw with a chap from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says that if it's going to be in a situation where by not giving him, he's going to have a worse impression of Yiddish character from people, and he's going to, you know, have a disdain for his character, so you'd be mashaled him with something else. You also be mashaled him. By not giving him, you'd be mashaled him with a hatred for people. So you're not gaining by not giving. That's what Rishon Zalman's knait. Depends on the situation, obviously. But, what's the get of this thing? The Shulchan Aruch says that it's asa. So what is it? The chayre, it's not a deraisa, because the whole din of making a bracha or of until his name is not deraisa. So we would think it can't be deraisa, but midrabanon, that's the pashtus. So midrabanon, it's asa mishum b'fnei iver, because it's an isur rabbanon. You'd be machshel isur rabbanon. So the b'fnei iver midrabanon, it can't be minatayir because the whole isur is not minatayir, right? There is a chiddush though from the Tshuva's Pnei Yeshua, which is actually not the same person as the Chiddush of Pnei Yeshua al Hashas. It's actually the Zayda of the Pnei Yeshua, otherwise known as the Magine Shlomo, who was the Rebbe of the Shach. So in Tshuva's Pnei Yeshua, he says a chiddush that if you're machshel someone on an Isur Drabonon, you're over on the Pnei Yeshua Deraisa. So how can that be? The whole issue is not minatera. How can it be that you're even living with your ashes? So he says, because teipuk lei, I'll say ita sheina againis. You're not going to amal the din of the mashal bavera. You're not going to be able to live minatera because the whole issue is not minatera. But say ita sheina againis, you're helping someone do something which is not good for him. By him doing this, it's a drabon to do something which is bad for him, bad for his neshama. So it's not better than ita sheina againis. That's what the Shulchan Pnei Yeshua says. Reb Chaim Moizer Nachiezer brings this, but he says that, however, he says that it depends though if the person's a sheig or a mezid. He says you can only say that a person's able if neighbor with a deraisa by helping him do an isur rabbanon if the person is a sheig. Because then he's like a summa badova. Then you can put it into the category of isur sheina againis. He doesn't know, he's not aware that it's bad for him. He doesn't know about the Issa, let's say. He doesn't know it's bad for him, and you're helping him do that. It's like the same thing as advising him badly. But if he's amazed, he's a Rosha, and he knows he's going to be over, and it's not Dema taught that it's a Shein Agenis. So you can't say that you're going to be over in Lefnei Iver when our Torah because of it's a Shein Agenis. And regarding the Lefnei Iver, the other din of being Mashal Bavira, it's not an Isha Deraisa, so you can't be over on a Deraisa. Okay, but there'll still be Lefnei Iver Drabon. Now we know from the Gemara, there's another din, Hagdora in the Isha Lefnei Iver. That Gemara, the background of the Gemara is that the Mishnah is talking about selling, some of you have learned it recently, the Mishnah is talking about selling things to a Goy, who's not over the Avodah Zorah, selling things which he can use for his Avodah Zorah. You sell him a behemoth at the time of his festival, and he'll use this for a sacrifice of his own. The Gemara says, but if he's got behemoths anyway, that's what you mentioned before, if he's got behemoths anyway, and he doesn't need your animal, he'll use yours, he may use yours if you give it to him, but he doesn't need this one. Says the Gemara, you're not over. And the Gemara says, who had in by Yayin the Nazir, giving someone a Dvar Issa, a wine to a Nazir, or even Menachai. Gemara says you're only over lifneiva if it's koi betray every narrow. If it's like two sides of the river, he's on one side and he can't get to this wine and he needs you to pass it to him, you pass it to him, so you're over lifneiva. But in a situation where he can get it, he doesn't need you, he can get it, he just can't be bothered getting up from the couch to get this virus, for convenience is asking you, so you're not over on lifneiva. That's what the Gemara says. Tosfos, however, in Shabbos, Tosfos Shabbos Daf Gimel, that's the kasha. The Mishnah says there, the first Mishnah in Shabbos is talking about someone's taking in from Rosh Hashanah to Shas Rabim, or Rosh Hashanah to Shas Yachid, and Oni Balabais. And the Mishnah says, there's a few cases, list of cases in the Mishnah. The first set of cases is that the Oni's outside, and he takes something from the Balabais' hand, and he takes it out. Or vice versa, the Balabais, the person inside, takes something from the Oni's hand and brings it in. But the other person is not doing anything, he's just completely passive. He's standing there with the thing in his hand, and the person inside is taking it from the Rabbim, he's bringing it in. So the person that brings it in is Chayev Chatos. It's a What about the other person? So the other person is completely passive, says the Gemara, Potu Ramuta. He's not involved at all in the Malach, he's standing there, mamish, dormant, doing nothing, and the person's taking it from his hand. So Jesus says, how can you say it's mutter? Jesus asks the kasha, how can you say it's mutter? That's lifnei iver. What about lifnei iver? You're standing there with your hand open. So you're not doing anything. You're completely passive, but you're allowing him to take it. You're enabling him to take this thing, and without and lifnei iver, you'll be mashal and mabir. So Jesus, don't tell me that we're talking a situation where he can get it anyway. So if it wouldn't be in your hand, it'd be on the shelf, it'd be on the floor, he'd be able to get it. So I say this because it's still a Issa Midrabonon, or being Messiah, it's Vahavir. So it's the Loshen inside. I feel the Marish HaYochel little, I feel the Lohi HaBiyodai, to the other Mishul of Ne'ibah. And he brings the Gemara in Avodah Zarah because we know that only Trevi the narrow, two sides of the river, is a lifnei iver. V'kamakim isad rabbanon mia ikah shechayev lafrishe me'issa. He says, it's rabbanon because we know there's a din, you have to mafrish someone from issa. Someone's doing issa, you have to try and stop him. So here you're doing the opposite of that. You're helping him, you're actually giving it to him, so you're not stopping him. So because of that din, chayev lafrishe, there's an issa rabbanon. And the Rosh says the same thing. There's a kasha on this because Tosfos have a zora in that sugya. Tosfos says clearly that there's an issa to give lemumrim, also lahoshet lemumrim advice, to give a piece of chaza to a mumma, someone who's not keeping, to give him a hamburger, he's not keeping any mitzvahs, is asa. And Tosfos finishes off. In a situation where he can't get it without you, then it's asa. But it's clear from Tosfos that if he'd be able to get it without you, this mumur, this yid, but you know he's not keeping mitzvahs, it wouldn't be awesome. So how does that fit with Tosfos Shabbos? Tosfos Shabbos says there's an issur rabbanon to give him something, even if he can get it, he can get it anyway. So there's no lifnei iver min hatorah. But Tosfos says there's a new issur of mesayei al avera because you have to stop someone from an issur, so avada you can't give it to him. But Tosfos Shabbos Zorah, it's clear that no. So the Rama in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerdeh, Simon, Kufnan, Aleph, brings two shittas. There's Machlekes and Tosfos, and the two shittas. He brings Machlekes whether he's talking there, Taka, about this thing of giving an animal to a goy who's going to use Rabbi Zorah. So he says to Rama, what about if he has, anyway, he has his own, has access to animals, he doesn't need you? Machlekes, whether it's still Osmid Rabban. Says the Shach over there is Chaylik. He says, no. He says, there's no machlekes, he says. In Shabbos, we're talking about a yid. It's also to help a yid do an avera, because even if you can get it anyway, but it's also drabonon to misayah, because you have to stop him, so it's also to help him. But Tosfos in Avodah Zorah, he says, he's talking about a goy and a mumur. Tosfos Lashon is, Gemara is talking about a goy, when he has animals anyway, and Tosfos says this thing, it's talking about a mumur. Someone who's a mumur of Averus. Says, the Shach is Choluk. He said, why? Because these people are goy, Alan Wilmer, you're not chayiv lafrishli. You don't have to stop them from doing issa, so then there's no issa to actually help him. A chiddush. So a goy, we can understand. There's no chayiv lafrishli to stop him doing issa. But you only have to stop a yid. But he says even a yid is a mumma. The dogum of vava, who's the Baal HaNoida B'Yehuda, over there asks on the Shach, why is a mumma, why is there no din to stop a mumma doing the issa? He says, he's not a Yid. Of course, he's still a Yisrael, he's still a Yid. So why is there no Chiv? Why is there Heter to Messiah? Yeah? So the other Baba says a big Chiddush in the Shach that, Lav Dafka Mumma, anyone who's amazed, he says there's no Issa to Messiah. That means there's an Issa of Ne'iver. But in a case where you can get it anyway, there's no Lif Ne'iver in the Torah, this new Issa of Messiah, which Tosfos says in Shabbos, he's not neger when he's amazed. The whole issa is the way he's not aware, and you're sort of helping him. But he says, because the whole thing is learned out from cotton. There's machlik, it's by cotton. Cotton eichen levelis, whether we have to stop. If a child's eating achalat hasuris, do we have to stop? And bezdim suvla fisha, inim suvla fisha. We learn from there that there's a thing you have to stop a person from vera. But someone who's not demer to a cotton, there's no issa, he's amazed to say it. So comes out a big chiddush, a big kula in the dog Rav and the Shach, that in a case where there's no lifnei even malateri, that means he can get it anyway. And it's just a shayla of helping. If he's amazed, there's no issa. But the ma'aseh is not muskab, because Magen Avraham in Sin Mem Zayin, regarding the din, that din of bringing in, taking out from Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Yachid, Mishnah Berurah brings this, it's clear that even if he's that. Even if he's amazed, Mishnah Berurah says, "Sim and Shim Mem Zayin." So he's talking about this is also kaka can be in the minigir. The ma'aser. What about you have a situation where your neighbor, you have a neighbor, let's say, who's not from. And he knocks on the door Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. He wants to borrow a hammer or a screwdriver. He wants to borrow a tool which is normally used for malacha. Now you know that it's very likely he's going to be using this on Shabbos, right? He's borrowing it now. It's likely he's going to be using this on Shabbos. Can you lend it to him or not? You're enabling him to do this. It's likely he's going to be doing this deraisa. Hammering a nail in, what's he doing with the hammer otherwise? It's a screwdriver. Called the claimer, a hedge cutter. He's going to be doing Issa Teru with this. Can you lend it? So the Magavrov discusses Mamish this type of case. And Mr. Brewer brings this. He says, again, it can be a sticky situation. Also, Lahashal Odom Kli Malacha, Imam Choshid Lashes Behem Malacha B'Shabbos. Unless in Malois she has litlois that you can suggest you can be toiler she yasa bom melechas heta. Unless you can think that maybe he's doing a heta with it. But dafka b'dover amotzi. Avle melechas heta in amotzi lasses in toiling but in a play of any darker shalom. So he brings in the inner of darker shalom. Right? Sometimes there's a situation where by not letting him he knows you go and if he doesn't know you have one fine you know. You know, you can just say, sorry, but if he knows, then he saw you using it this morning, so he knows you go on. That can be a problem of Darkei Shalom. So Mark Avram and the Mishnah Berurah address this, and they say that it depends. If it's something which you can be told, maybe he's using it for a heta, for example, what? A hammer, maybe he's cracking nuts with it. So fine, so I don't have to assume that he's doing an issa. Okay, mutter. If it's something though which is very hard, it's a no motzoi that he's going to be doing heta with it. The screwdriver maybe something which is a bit more, which is unlikely he's using it for a heta. Possible.
Electric drill.
It's not motzoi b'chlal, right? But let's say a screwdriver you could use for opening a packet of crisps. I don't know what. Yeah. So that if it's no motzoi, then it's mutter in a situation of darkei shalom. If there's going to be a problem, darkei shalom is mutter. Now the makor actually is a mishnah. There's Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is a mishnah. It's a mishnah in Shavuos and in Gittin. The mashalah is Israel lechaverto. A lady can lend a friend who's not who's choshed on Shavuos. tools, kelim, which she's going to use for food preparation, even though she's choshed that she's still got, she didn't do biur, she's still got peirus spheres after the man of biur, it's mutter. The Mishnah says, and the Mepharshim say there, again, that if there's a tliya, and you can say that maybe she'll use it for a hetzer. And it comes out that if it's a tliya, which is motzei, then even without darach hashalom, maybe mutter. If it's a tliya, she ain't a motzei, it's unlikely she'll be using the hetzer possible, then the situation with darach hashalom is mutter. A friend of mine, Taki, once told me that he had a neighbor, a non-frum neighbor, who was actually cutting his hedge on Yom Tov. And he had the chutzpah to mamash do it in front of him. And not only that, he asked him to borrow, so it impressed, but you have brown bins, I don't know what it is here, the bins, the recycling bins for you know, garden waste, so there's the brown bins, and he wanted, and you know, his brown bin was full already, from all the hedge cuttings, he wanted to borrow his from neighbours, it was on Yom Tov. So can he say, yeah, you can use my brown bin, or not? So here it's a bit different, because here, you're not actually helping with the issa. It's not actually Musayaya that he's doing the issa, and he'll do it anyway. From Stomba, he'll do it anyway, even if he doesn't have the Rambin. So that's the question. If he's not going to, so you're attacking, enabling him to, it might be, yeah, could even be a flavor of Natari if he wouldn't be able to get from someone else. But if he's anyway going to do it, just fine, he'll leave it on the ground. Likely he'll do it anyway. So you're not actually giving him something, it's less than a typical Masayel of Averi, because you're not actually giving him the thing to do the Averi with. But the Maisa, there is another din, which Avram, the Shabura, finishes off. He says, can you say to someone who's doing an Averi, Zayt Masriach, be Masriach? He says, it's awesome. Misha Isik, when I chazir, it's awesome, Leim Leikach. So again, there, you're not helping him. He's doing the Averi anyway. You're not actually enabling him to do the Averi. You're not really helping him do the Averi, but you're just supporting him. So certain support of Haskom of Averi, which is also Asa, that's the case of the brown bin is not going to be better than that. You're still sort of, you know, showing support. You're not objecting. The opposite of being Moicher. You're not supporting. Right. Yeah. Even though you're not much helping, you're not giving him the tool to do the Issa, but it's the Cholapachas, supporting. There is actually one more point, the Chiddush, there's a Chiddush in Mishnah Melech. You mentioned this earlier. What about if he can get this tool from another Yid? So let's say this fellow comes to borrow from you, right? The case of the neighbor comes to borrow the hammer. So again, so if he can get it, let's say he can get it, he can go to a Goy, knock onto a Goy. So there's no lift him in our Torah. He can get it from someone else. But there's still a Yisra Messiah. But if let's say he can get it from another yid, so Mishnah Melech has a chiddush that there's still a fneiva min ha-teira. Because the other yid's not meant to be giving it to him. So another yid won't take away from a fneiva min ha-teira. But you can get it from a goy, then it's not a fneiva min ha-teira.
Yes, David. A Yid had come to him to ask to borrow his car on Shabbos, and a successful officer, but he knew he was a prisoner. He refused to give his fellow my car. So he knew he was a prisoner.